Is there anything that you've seen in these last three games? You played two really good quarterbacks there. That just trying to get your defense in its own sort of a rhythm. When the substitution, third down play, you know, a penalty that puts you, you know, kills you on third and 14. Is there something you do as a coach to try and either simplify or, you know, get your defense in a rhythm?
Well, I think this past game, you know, our volume was cut down, you know, quite a bit. You know, this game is such a game of momentum. And, you know, we talked all week, you know, in our preparation about how important it would be to come out and start fast. And we come out and we get a three and out. And, you know, then we have a foolish penalty, okay, that enables them to extend a drive and they go down and score. You know, we felt like if we could make the game one-dimensional, which at times we were able to do that. I mean, our run defense, I thought, was very good other than two or three plays. Problem we had was we had them in a lot of advantageous down and distance situations, you know, second longs and that type of thing, and we just weren't able to make the plays, you know, there. And then it was a combination, you know, of rush and coverage and kind of carried over to third down. You know, we have to do a better job, you know, on third down. And that's kind of the nature of this business. We talked about going in winning first down. We won first down, probably the highest win percentage of the year in first down because we did a nice job on the run. But it caught up with us in the second and long situations and in the third down situation. So it really comes down to, you know, better execution. You know, we've got to get more continuity and hopefully get a little momentum going. And this is such a game of momentum that sometimes when it starts to go against you, you know, a quarterback like Stafford, okay, is going to stick some balls in there, you know, and he threw some balls in this fairly tight coverage. They made the plays. We didn't make the plays. So we've got to find a way to keep working here and find a way to make the plays this week, you know, down in Chicago.
What did you like about your run defense against Detroit, and how can that go forward against a team that's just going to run the ball against you?
Yeah, that's going to be a big factor Sunday, obviously. You know, I mean, you know, we've gone back, okay, and I thought our guys did a nice job here against the Bears in the first game there. They're as committed to running the football as any team in the National Football League. You know, I think they're like number six right now, you know, in rushing. But, you know, they've got two backs. You know, they're using Howard more now, you know, which is a big back. And, you know, he's a strong guy that'll stretch the play and then plant his foot in the ground. And what you don't want him doing is going north and south on you, because once he gets his shoulders turned away coming downhill, you see people hit him, okay, and he's gaining an extra 4 or 5 yards, you know, after the initial hit. So this is going to be a physical game. It's going to lead where we're going to have to play really good run defense. But I've seen us, you know, in the past do that. So, you know, we've got to make sure because of their commitment to run the ball, that if they get that run going on you, then they always keep that down and distance in their favor, and you have to play uphill then. So it'll be a key factor, obviously.
When you do something to have success against what they like to do, specifically running the football, you know they're going to want to change something up. How do you balance the need to stick with what you did well the first time with staying on top of whatever adjustments they might make?
Well, there's no question. You know, they're going to go back and look at our first game, and you know they'll plan for what we did against them in the first game. So, like every game, you have to have some change-ups that you can go to. You know, you know they've got 2 weeks to prepare for us. So there's no question we'll probably see some things that they haven't done with a young quarterback to this point in time, where they've had extra time to prepare him for us. So it's like every game, you know, you've got to kind of respond, all right, to what they're doing and what's working and maybe what's not working so well.
With a new quarterback in there for Chicago, Trubisky, a guy who's obviously a lot more athletic. They look like they want to get him out on the edge a lot more, rollouts, bootlegs, stuff like that. Is there any special kind of focus this week for your guys in the secondary to plaster as far as when things break down, when he gets outside the pocket, not to let up? Because it seems like he's had some of his bigger plays have happened when his receivers have been able to break loose and, you know, he's been outside the pocket to be able to hit him.
Yeah, that's the element that a mobile quarterback gives you. You know what I mean? Because his ability to escape the rush, to complement their run game with the play action pass, you know, the bootlegs, those types of things where it can get him out with a run pass option. You know, we've seen our preparation. You know, when he's been in two-minute situations, you know, he won't hesitate to pull the ball down and run. You saw in the New Orleans game, he had a 46-yard run there in a two-minute situation where they went 70-some yards and went down and scored, you know, to put him right back into the game. So, you know, he's one of those dual threats, and we're going to have to stay active in our coverage and plaster our coverage up, and we've got to have our rush, okay, continue to, you know, we've got to have good rush lane distributions against this guy or he'll pull the ball down and run with it.
You putting that, the nitro stuff and the extra DB stuff, I assume that's to help play pass defense, right, to get the extra speed?
You know, if extra defensive backs out there, you know, is trying to, you know, play more of a matchup game, yes.
So why do you think it hasn't paid off? I mean, you're playing good run defense with smaller football guys, but your pass defense hasn't. It's kind of the opposite of what you might expect it to be.
You know, I think it's just it's a combination, okay, of rush coverage. You know, those two things have to fit together. And, you know, the best teams I've been around, all right, are pretty good four-man rush teams. You know, we obviously five-man rush a lot here, but, you know, you can't totally depend on that because now you're taking a guy out of coverage and put more pressure on your coverage. So you have to have a pretty good balance, I think, between four- and five-man rush they have to fit together in terms of rush lanes, timing, the quarterback's time clock. You're facing quarterback like Breeze or Stafford, you know, those guys, you know, it's quick rhythm, get the ball to their hands, timing, and if you don't disrupt their timing, all right, then, you know, it's tough.
Hey, Dom, I know I ask you a lot of questions about having been a head coach, but you're the one guy who's done it a couple of times here. Do you ever have a guy that was on your team that you didn't think wanted to be there anymore?
Jeez. You know, I can't think of, you know, I'm sure there probably has been, all right, but I can't think of a guy specifically, you know, on that.
When you have a situation like that, in your experience as a head coach, is it just better not to have that guy around anymore?
Well, I think your continuity of your team and, you know, the associations and all that in the locker room, I think, you know, that's all very important, okay, to your team. Your team chemistry. Team chemistry is important. You know, I mean, this game challenges you through the ups and downs. I mean, obviously, you've seen in our season to this point in time, okay, you get off to 4-1 start the last 3 weeks, okay, we've struggled a little bit. But to me, you know, there's only one thing you do is you just put your head down and you continue to work, and that's the way you fight your way through and get better. And I've seen it during my tenure here, okay, I've seen it a number of times. And, you know, that's kind of what we've done, okay? You say, hey, what do you got to do on defense to get playing well? Hey, we got to put those blinders on, go back to work, and find a way, okay, to come out the other end and make those key plays in the game. And, you know, I like our guys on defense. I think that, you know, they work their tails off, and I think that gives you a chance to get better.
You remember in 13, obviously, we kind of went through, obviously, a similar situation when Rodgers broke his collarbone that time. What would it mean just to the team, for you guys to come out and really put together a really strong performance? I mean, I know you want to do that every week, but when things aren't going so well, what kind of spark do you think your side of the ball could be with like that Jets game in 10, remember when you guys were so dominant? What would that do for this team?
Yeah. Well, that's our goal. You know, I mean, that's your goal each and every week. And that hasn't changed. I mean, people say, hey, has your approach changed? You know, our approach is to go out and play as well as we can, try to keep them out of the end zone. And, you know, I see elements there where we have a chance. We just aren't consistent enough right now. And, you know, again, you look at, like I say, the last game, all right, we go out and start with a three and out, and then we shoot ourselves in the foot, and they hit a play or two, and next thing you know, they're scoring. And so now the game has a totally different feel to it. And you get teams into advantageous third down situations. You got to find a way to get off the field and stop drives, because if they convert it, then they extend drives and the momentum goes back to them. So, you know, we're working our tail off and hopefully go down to Chicago and play, you know, our best defensive game.
You're talking about it takes pressure and coverage. So how do you get some pressure? I mean, you blitzed, it seemed like a lot against Detroit, and they didn't get home. So how do you manufacture some?
Well, again, you know, it's got to be a mixture, okay? If you go to too much of any one thing, you know, you're asking for problems. So I think we've got enough of a mixture. You know, we just have to execute it better. I think it's in the detail, in the techniques, whether it be the pressure techniques of rushing or the coverage techniques. So, and that's kind of been our focus. That's been our focus. Obviously, you have a short week, so you've got to jump right back in and cram and get ready for this week and try to improve the techniques and look at the things that we really didn't get done and make sure that you've got them ready to go for Sunday.